It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Around here in Texas. Heath, where's Heath?
Heath, Texas.
Near Ledger.
Got it.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
For any ski boat, poontang boat, or wave runner at Just for Fun Watercraft Rental.
What was that, one boat?
What did I say?
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Triple fake Markle Fitz. Markle Fitz?
Markle Fitz?
Markle Fitz. Mark Spitz with us yesterday here.
Oh, wait a second. Stop the show.
No, we already stopped. We already stopped it.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Let's get it back going again.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes, the e-brake is brought to you by TexasDirectAuto.com. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. All right, let's start with candidate number one. He is a Hall of Fame e-brake player for sure, Norm Elizabeth Hitchkiss. It's always dicey when Norm talks the net. You remember famously about a decade ago, Norm thought that each city had its own individual internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he asked if people could get his website's pics in Utah, I think it was.
He was going to do a radio show in Utah, and he asked his producer, should I do this show? Can they get my website in Utah?
Mm.
Well, he's learned about it over the years, but he still has some trouble. And this week, he had trouble remembering Don Nelson's website.
Arvid. All right, so Big Donnie will try to get on. Big Don will try to get on tomorrow.
You know, we should tell people about his website, though. And if, no, honestly,
okay,
it's Nelly's. I'm going to get this right. Nelly's on Maui. I'm going to try to see if I can.
Nelly's on Maui.
No,
is that not it? Nope, that's not it.
Okay, that's not it. I'm going to take the S off then.
Oh dear.
Okay.
We got nothing else. Woodsonrun.com.
Nelly on Maui.
Nelly on Maui.
That's not it either. This is fascinating.
Nelly on Maui is connecting singles.
Hey now.
In Maui.
Ooh.
Try X videos. See if that's what you're looking for.
I don't think that's it. Don't try.
Wait a minute. Nellie's on Maui. Nellie's on Maui. Maui.
That's nothing. I have nothing.
I wonder if it was Nelson Maui. And it was Nell's on Maui.
You know what it is? I just did a Google search for it. The address is Nellie'sRentalsHawaii.com.
Oh, my gosh. It was so off.
When you go to the page, it says, welcome to Nellie's Rentals on Maui. And there's a little logo that says Nellie's on Maui.
Oh, that's what was throwing Norm.
But
okay.
The address is Nellie'sRentalsHawaii.com.
Mm. I'm going to get this right. Okay,
yeah, hold on.
Just hold on.
If it takes all day.
We're going to get it right.
Buenos dias.
There's Norm up for another e-break. And we'll put this one on Dan from Bad Radio. Boy, see if you can keep up with all the swerves of this car on the road. And even Bob couldn't keep up with it. And this was Swerving Bad Radio this week.
Did you see Israel upset Korea? 2-1?
Not you,
God, don't ball.
Dude.
In 10 innings, by the way. That thing went to extras.
This is what
now we're back on track.
Yeah.
That was
who knew? Who knew that Sam Fold was Jewish? Were you guys keeping track of that?
Okay, all right.
Of course.
Okay.
One of the great Jewish.
What's going on? What does that mean?
He's no Sean Green.
I just wanted to know if you saw that the World Baseball Classic is going on. It's good times.
What is that even? Is that?
Did you see
the first game of the World Baseball Classic was this morning in Seoul, South Korea?
How could a listener know what the jokes are here if I don't have any idea what you're talking about?
What's the joke? We just like sports.
I don't know.
There's no joke at all.
There's got to be a joke.
Also, did you see UNT fired their basketball coach?
Okay, I get that joke.
What? What is the joke?
Oh,
I don't understand. You like sports. You want to know about
dirty mind,
keep
Bob.
Up with firings?
So here we are.
Hey,
it's Monday.
Draw black friends.
Let's do a vacation segment.
Great to be here. Let's just make it as awful as we all can while we're here.
Gosh.
Well, he's right. That was an awful stretch. What was happening?
I don't know. I think it was just a Dan set up to do his North Texas joke again. I think that's my theory anyway. Let's take 5 minutes to do that.
I thought they were just kind of doing a segment like we did on how nobody seems to care about the World Baseball Classic. But nobody took the bait.
No. It was weird. It was really just a strange moment there for bad radio. All right, this is another strange moment. This happened on our show. I thought I had really said something funny, but, you know, y'all were right. This was out of place, and it really did stop down the show when I cited a line from the Breakfast Club.
Women fascinated with the serial killer.
Why?
Women are fascinated with violence against women shows.
Huh.
That's what I think. There's some kind of dark pull to watch those shows and the true crime dramas and all that sort of thing.
Chicks cannot hold their smoke. That's what it is.
Okay.
It's a line from Breakfast Club.
Sounds like
it's your movie.
Derogatory impersonation.
So that's the Andrew Cunanan story.
Pull that. I think that ought to be a drop.
You know, it was so out of place.
I know it was. I don't know why I said it. I guess it's because I saw that movie this weekend. I've always thought that line was funny. And then I had a couple of P1s. That line's not from Breakfast Club. Sure as heck is from Breakfast Club.
Whoa.
Jerry even said that to me this morning, even though it wasn't for Breakfast Club. It is, too. It's when they're in the library.
What did you think, Jer? What movie?
He thought
I think it's Weird Science.
No, it's not Weird Science. That's
it might be in both.
No, Weird Science is where he rambles on about what his woman did to him. And he's surrounded by black gentlemen. And he's... not talking as he normally does.
Well, that line is from Breakfast Club, from what I remember.
Regardless, the line doesn't make sense when you're talking about Andrew Cunanan.
You're right. Let's hear it one more time.
Women fascinated with the serial killer.
Why?
Women are fascinated with violence against women shows.
Huh.
That's what I think. There's some kind of dark pull to watch those shows and the true crime dramas and all that sort of thing.
Chicks cannot hold their smoke. That's what it is.
Okay. It's a line from Breakfast Club.
Sounds like
it's your movie.
Derogatory impersonation.
So that's the Andrew Cunanan story.
What a weird moment that was for you, Georgie.
I know. I don't know why I just blurted that out. It was a lot like the Cruella Duvall that really started the e-break so many years ago.
You're like a special kid who just blurts things out sometimes and all his other friends just keep going.
That line never really cracked you up from Breakfast Club? I always thought that was really funny.
No, I thought it was offensive.
Nobody? All right, so those are your three candidates. Norm, Dan, or... George, 888-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Let it be known that Alan Sherman did see UNT's coach got fired.
All right. It's a Dan vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Popeye Turbin with this to win the U.S. Open.
Spark up the Maui Valley. Popeye Tarping is one back-to-back majors.
last week he won the Masters, and this week he won the U.S. Open.
I love this bit that Popeye Tarping is a great golfer.
So the Maui Wowie's at a Norm vote there?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like everyone to know that I still ski on the weekend.
Okay, good for you, sir. That's very healthy. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
What's up?
Hey,
not much.
You guys doing okay?
So far.
Yeah, I want to vote it for all the times Gordo would come on the air and tell us that it's going to be so great when Trump gets presidency and he's giggling and cackling. And man, wasn't that fun, Gordon?
Yes. And he won.
And isn't it great and fun?
Yeah,
dude, are you gonna vote or not? We don't have time for this. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Sorry, George. It was Weird Science, buddy. Not Breakfast Club.
No, it wasn't. I think you're wrong. I have the scene right here.
$1,000. I know both of those movies by heart.
Well, he may say it in Weird Science, but I guarantee it says in the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, George is right. When you Google it, the only thing that comes up is Breakfast Club.
Yeah, he goes on a rant in Weird Science as well, but it doesn't say, Cheeks can I hold a smoke? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I would like to responsibly vote for Grand Dragon Giorgio.
That is not an official nickname, sir, but I will accept your vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Why, hello there, George. This is your iRobot, Roomba.
Okay.
I have just enough time to vote for you and to ask, why do I have to clean so much peanut butter in your side room?
Okay, we don't have a side room and there's no peanut butter in it. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Georgie, what's the password this weekend?
There's no password.
For what?
There's no party.
Yeah, for what?
There's no party.
Sir, please tell us for what.
No.
George is saying there's no party this weekend?
Or ever.
It got moved?
Huh.
I don't have big parties.
All right. Well, all the parties are going to your head, so it's a job vote for me.
Okay, thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Damn, George. You got a camel toe. Look at me. I got a moose knuckle. And it's state of the art.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, guys. It's Doug Free with a slight hint of sport panties, and I'd like to vote for the emergency break of the week.
Okay.
I want to vote for Norm.
Okay. Thanks for the vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Bart, you have two still living sons, one of them named Brett, who I know very well.
Norm vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, is this George?
Yes.
Hi, George. This is a courtesy call just confirming your appointment with the Angel Hands at 11:30. See you then.
Okay, thank you. I'll be there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, I need to send out a silver alert for Bill Gorill. I think computer abducted him.
Not following. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, good morning to you, George. Do you believe in the mean green?
Yes.
Well, you know, chicks can't hold the smoke. That's what it is. Mm.
Yes, and ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
Yeah.
First time in a long time, I believe I have won the emergency break of the week.
Women fascinated with the serial killer.
Why?
Women are fascinated with violence against women shows.
Huh.
That's what I think. There's some kind of dark pull to watch those shows and the true crime dramas and all that sort of thing.
Chicks cannot hold their smoke. That's what it is.
It's line from Breakfast Club.
Sounds like
it's your movie.
Derogatory impersonation.
So that's the Andrew Cunanan story.
Real Lee Corso moment there, too. It's your movie.
The way you just... You were so confident in blurting it out, too.
Yeah, I know.
You knew you were hitting a home run.
Every trick play doesn't work, okay? How many is that for me?
It's 69 for Josh.
Wow.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Congratulations.
16 behind Norman restraining Werner Hitzkiss.
All right, real quickly, Jer, crank up the computer. This is it from the Breakfast Club. Here he comes.
Now hold his smoke. That's what it is.
Look at him laughing. He loves it.
Still funny to me.
I haven't
Still
seen him laugh that hard since the Fernando Bob Knight story.
Okay, that was just earlier this morning.
Yeah, we got to retell that at some point.